gentlemen, the good times are back.
You're about to experience time travel to another decade, the 1960s.
It ain't a four on the floor, but it'll do in a clutch. So put the pedal to the metal and bring it all, because you're going to have a ball. Get ready to get up and get down with your bad self. It's time for Dickie Lee, and Lord have mercy, here come the Iceman.
The ass man, I'm back here with the Brimmers, baby.
You gon' love her to death.
All right, let me sing a verse.
She the one with the blue dress song.
Oh!
That long, all right,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know what? I don't know about you, Luther, but if you some of that rock and roll, baby.
Oh! What I
sing,
baby, what I sing.
A big hello to all you garage rock heads out there. This is Dick Lee, and you're listening to 60s Garage Rock from California. Hey, don't tell anybody, but it's the weekend. I'm going to be around for about the next 60 minutes, and I'm going to be spinning some of that great vinyl for you from the decade of the 1960s. You're going to be hearing some of that crackling and popping sound. All that is the sound of analog. As always, my co-host and my partner in crime, the Iceman, will be with me every week. He'll be making his observations of relationships and be answering telephone calls and emails. So, Iceman, I hope you got that big howl ready to go. And do you have anything that you would like to share with those garage rockheads out there?
Ah, baby, you're listening to the Iceman. I'm going to spin some cool groove. Just sit back, close your eyes.
Five, four, three, two, one. Kick those tires and light your hair on fire, baby. Crank up that volume. It's power.
Get ready to groove, because it's vinyl time.
Now, you darlings, you get on in here, get all comfy with Dickie Lee and the Iceman, baby, because we're going to take you for another magical mystery tour. We've been getting a lot of requests to do another show that features more of these great folk rock tracks out of the mid to late 1960s and 70s. Up first, we're going to feature a group that hailed from the Netherlands, and man, what a group they were. Here they are out of 1967, the great folk rock sounds of Shocking Blue.
She's got it.
Iceman, what a sound, baby. Out of 1967, the great folk rock sounds of a Dutch group called Shocking Blue, with lead vocals by Mariska Verens. That's right, darlings, it was 1966. And up for you right now, we're going to feature another great folk rock group that was based out of L.A. They made very few live concert appearances. Now, they made this recording in 1966 in Gold Star. They were being backed by the infamous group, The Wrecking Crew. And what musicians these guys were. Here they are, out of L.A., the Mamas and Papas.
It's a psych out. See the pleasure lovers who live it like it is.
Get down with your pants out.
We love you, Iceman.
You guys crack me up.
Oh, yeah.
This is Connie. I'm such a big fan of yours.
Hello. What you want?
This is Vicky. What I want is some barbecue tofu. None of that barbecue chicken.
Now, Vicky, you tell him, baby. The Iceman needs to hear that. I know how much he loves that tofu. Oh, yeah. Hey, we're going to continue on right now. And, Vicky, we hope you're digging on some of these great folk rock sounds that we're laying on you. Now, I don't know how old you are, and I know you should never ask a lady, but this folk rock sound came in the mid-1960s. It's a genre that combines both folk rock and also rock music. And the term was actually first used in the U.S. music press in 1965 to describe this group that we're going to lay on you right now. Here they are, another group out of L.A. See if you remember this one right here.
The reason why, oh, I can say, I have to let you go, baby, and right away, after what you did, I can't stay on, and I probably feel a whole lot better.
was lost my mind. And that's the way it will be. But I didn't know,
I didn't know
that you were putting me on.
And live from the Whiskey, the Birds. And did you really dig on that sweet, sweet sound of that Rickenbacker 12-string?
The memories are here.
Bringing more smiles to ears worldwide than anyone else.
That's right, darlings, the memories are here. Now you get on in here with Uncle Dickie and the Iceman. We want you to feel these good vibrations, these good situations, as well as all revel and undulations and situations brought on by listening to these good old good ones. Wow, Iceman, that was a mouthful. Hey, you better break out the defibrillator just in case. But before you do that, why don't you cue it up? What you got for us? We're going to take you way back to 1966 right now. And this song is often thought of as a war protest song, but it is not. It was written by Stephen Stills, and he's inspired to write the song because of the Sunset Strip riots in 1966. The Buffalo Springfield was a house band at the Whiskey. And one night after doing a show, Stephen Stills said he walked outside and looked down the street and the mayhem. He thought to himself, wow. 1,000 people in the street. What a field day for the heat. And the rest, as they say, is rock and roll history.
There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. I think it's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. 1,000 people in the street singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop.
Flashback Weekend!
Smooth, suave, sophisticated, and he's a DJ too.
What's your name, baby?
John Allen.
What?
Get the face, baby.
Bye!
we hope all of you darlings are enjoying this magical mystery tour through the birth of the folk rock scene on the West Coast. Now, we were in L.A. and we heard from the Byrds and the Buffalo Springfield. We're going to go northward now to San Francisco. The year was 1965, and these guys were considered to be one of the first groups to come out with that folk rock sound. A cool thing about this track is that it was produced by Sylvester Stewart, later known as Sly Stone. And this was the first rock track that came out of the San Francisco music scene that fused folk and rock music together. Here they are, San Francisco's own, the Bo Brummels.
I said, don't trust them, baby, now you know. You don't let everything that is true know it's true. Wouldn't believe me when I gave advice. I said that he was a tease. If you won't help, you better ask me nice. So be sincere, convince me with a pretty face.
Out of 1965, San Francisco's Bo Brummels.
The Valley's greatest hits.
Where the beat never stops.
Up next, darlings, we're going to go from the Nashville folk rock music scene to the folk rock sounds of the San Joaquin Valley. This group was based out of Fresno, California, and this was a very cool track that they recorded. It's all about the summer of love and San Francisco and those children with flowers in their hair. Check it out. The Brimmers for you.
Where are the beautiful people?
folk rock sounds of the Brimmers.
Dickie Lee and the Iceman.
They understand.
Thank you, Dick. And I want to thank you up front for playing our music on your show. It's a real treat.
Many thanks to Woody Bell, a singer, songwriter, and lead guitar player for the sedate Sunshine Colony. This band hailed from Kingsburg, California, and this is a live track that was recorded in the early 70s. Now you folkadelic rockheads from that Kingsburg area, you should be really proud of these guys. Man, they were tremendous musicians, and also vocalists, but most of all, great songwriters. With members Craig Anderson, Jeff Anderson, Chuck Zender, Woody Bell, and of course, Pat Erickson, and then later on, Katie Ekstrom. Here they are, live from Kingsburg, California, the sedate Sunshine Colony.
You're beautiful as anyone could be. The word is free, and I think I'll say it too. Just doesn't get it anymore. The number's more, and I think I'll play it all. To understand would be too much to ask. It's such a task when you're on. Starts to cost, brings the value down. Oh, oh. Freedom's still a word to you. It's not a part of all the things you're longing to do. Freedom's still a song.
Beautiful folk rock sound, the angelic harmonies of the sedate Sunshine Colony featuring Miss Katie Ekstrom.
Worldwide than anyone else.
Ah, baby, you're listening to the Iceman. Just sit back, close your eyes, and remember the 60s.
Hey, Iceman.
Hey, Dickie, what you want, baby?
You get on over here, man. We just got a call in from John out of Fresno, and he said that he and his wife are having a wedding anniversary this week, and he wanted to request a song. And I know you got some good old good ones just ready to play. So why don't you pick your favorite for an anniversary and lay it on us, baby?
You know, Dickie Lee, I got the perfect song, a good old good one.
And Judy, you listen carefully, baby, because this is from John, who loves you dearly.
Please release
needs me, let me know.
Iceman, what are you doing, baby? You're going to get us in trouble, man. And Judy, listen, we're just kidding. I hope you know that, baby. We're only kidding. And right now, we're going to play a song that's more appropriate for your anniversary. So here you are, and this is just for you and John. John, Dickie Lee and the Iceman, well, we want you to get that lady of yours out there on that dance floor. Now, come on. This is a special song, man. And we want you to squeeze her real tight. Mm-mm-mm. Now, doesn't she smell good? Next, we want you to whisper some sweet nothings in her ear. Up for you both right now, the Bee Gees.
Touch me in the pouring rain. And the moment that you wander far from me, I want to feel you in my arms again. Come to me on a summer breeze. Keep me warm in your love. Then you softly leave. And it's me you need to show. How deep is your love?
How deep is your love? How deep is your love? I really need to learn. Cause we're living in a world of fools, breaking us down. When they all should let us be, we belong to you and me.
I believe in you. You know the door to my very soul. You're the light in my deepest, darkest doubt. You're my savior when I fall. And you may not think I care for you. And you know down inside that I really do. And it's me you need to show. How deep is your love?
Is your love? How deep is your love? I really mean to learn. Cause we're living in a world of fools, breaking us down. When they all should let us be,
angelic harmonies of the Brothers Gibb.
You're listening to The Soundtrack of Your Life with Dickie Lee and the Iceman.
Every song, like, totally rocks.
It's awesome.
It's all about my kind of music.
He's a man.
It's awesome, funny, random.
I love to listen while I work.
They're hilarious. They just be whoever they want to be.
It's just really funny.
Give me a howl, baby!
More music. The legends of rock and roll.
You better get ready, Garage Rock kids, because Dickie Lee and the Iceman, well, we have something that's going to blow your minds. We're at that special time of the show that we love to talk with and hear some of the great legends of rock and roll music out of the 1960s. On today's show, we have another great treat for you. She was an unbelievable songwriter during the 1960s and then became a solo performer herself. They said the songs that she wrote, if you were to play them back to back, it would total over 5 hours. She wrote songs such as Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow by the Shirelles, Take Good Care of My Baby, Chains, The Locomotion by Little Eva, Hit Me and It Felt Like a Kiss by the Crystals, Go Away Little Girl by Steve Lawrence, I'm Into Something Good by Herman's Hermits. Don't Bring Me Down by The Animals, The Porpoise Song by The Monkees, If It's Over by Mariah Carey, and also the great one, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman by Aretha Franklin. Listen in right now as she talks about the writing of songs and her lyricist husband, Jerry Goffin, the one and only Carole King.
I never planned to make music my career. I was going to be a teacher. I was going to marry a nice Jewish doctor and have four children. So I never really thought about a career in music. It kind of came and grabbed me. The guy that I did marry, who was not a Jewish doctor, was Jerry Goffin. At the time, we sort of figured that he could write lyrics to my pop songs. Jerry and I wrote Will You Love Me Tomorrow. We were writing it for the Shirelles, who had just had the hit Tonight's the Night. And we got the assignment to write the next hit for them. And Jerry came up, obviously, with the word tomorrow, but he had this whole story in his brain, and he was writing it from the point of view of a teenage girl. He had the ability to get into the brain of a teenage girl. Amazing. It became a huge hit. It was our first hit. We were thrilled to hear it on the radio. Working with Jerry had such an impact on everything I've done ever since. He was the soul of what I was writing, because to me, you know, my idea of lyrics were really, at the time, just they filled spaces where music was, but they didn't have the depth that his lyrics did. And when I did finally start to write lyrics, I understood on some really primal level what was soulful and what was not. I owe him an incredible debt of gratitude for that alone, not to mention our children and grandchildren.
More music, the legends of rock and roll.
Now you Donalds better get ready, because we're going to take you way back to 1963 right now. This is the first track that two unknown songwriters by the name of Jeffrey Goffin and his wife Carole King wrote. It was for the Shirelles. And baby, will you still love me tomorrow? Say that hasn't been said about her. The first lady of music, the incredible Carole King.
Oh my gosh. The music just turns me on.
Down with your bad self.
Let's start the party.
Dickie Lee, this is for all the dummies out there who
like those oldies but goodies, those rotten forgotten, those flashes from the past. You know what I mean?
Iceman, I know what you mean, baby. I really do. Now, why don't you pick one of your favorite oldies and lay it on me right now?
Are you ready?
I'm ready, baby. Now, don't you darlings forget that you're moving and a-grooving with Dickie Lee and the Iceman, baby. And we hope you're enjoying this folk rock weekend. Up next, a group that shared the lines between soft rock and folk rock. And well, what a track this was. It stayed on top of the charts for 6 weeks. Here they are, Looking Glass.
Ships a day, lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine
what
girl.
A good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
Yeah, your eyes could steal a sailor from the sea. Brandy wears a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day, bringing gifts from far away. But he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, Brandy, you're a fine girl. Closed down, Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine
what a
girl.
Good wife you would be.
Such a fine
but my
girl.
Life, my love, and my lady.
Out of 1967, a New Jersey based group called Looking Glass.
Brandy,
that's right, Garage Rock Heads, it was 1967, man. And up next, we're going to take you to a city about 2 hours south of San Francisco. The place, Santa Cruz, California. And the group, well, they were called Harper's Bazaar. A cool thing about this track is that it was written by Paul Simon, and it was first offered to a group called The Circle. And if you recall that group, you know they had a song called Red Rubber Ball, but they declined it. Well, this five-piece folk group out of Santa Cruz, California got a hold of it. They rearranged it to their angelic harmonies. And as they say, the rest is rock and roll history.
To do, no promises to keep, dappled and drowsy and ready.
escape. Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you. All is groovy.
Oh yeah, what a cool track out of 1967. Oh, by the way, this group was originally called The Tikis, but then morphed into Harper's Bazaar. That's right, darlings, it was 1967, man. And we're going to stay on the national folk rock scene right now, and we're going to go up to San Francisco. So, Iceman, you better get outside, baby, and get in that 55, because we have a road trip ready. This group played frequently at the Fillmore and also at the Avalon Ballroom in San Francisco. Here they are with that great folk rock sound, Kaleidoscope.
Rhythm, sights, sights and sounds, lots of million colored lights, some a million.
Well, the quintessential San Francisco folk rock sound out of 1967, Kaleidoscope.
The memories are here.
Lordy, lordy, Iceman, that old bat phone is lighting up again, baby. Hello, you've reached Dickie Lee the Iceman. What can we do for you?
Hi, this is Gary Hall from The Prodigal and The Classics 4.
Gary, it's good to hear from you, baby, and thanks for calling back. Hey, I want to ask you a favor, man. Can you share that funny story that you have about your days of being in that rock and roll business?
Since I was in the Navy, in the Prodigal, I wore a wig because I couldn't grow my hair long. And I wanted to look the part I was playing, so anyway, I wore this wig. And we were playing in Porterville. Some guy wanted to come and sit in with the band. I told him, so come back the next night. Well, he wasn't going to take no for an answer that night. So he kept hassling us. Well, the drummer got mad at him and decided he was going to take care of the situation. He pulled his drum stool apart and coming after the guy. And I said, wait a minute. So I get between him and this guy, and this guy's on the dance floor now, and I ain't bent over talking to him, trying to reason with him, but just, well, he wasn't going to do that. He got mad at me and pulled my hair to pull me off on the stage, down there on the dance floor to hit me, and he pulled the wig off my head, and I landed on top of it. But when that hair came off in his hand, he was in a state of shock.
Many thanks to Gary Hall of The Prodigal, and who later went on to front the Classics 4.
Good times, great oldies on the weekend. 1972.
Gary, every time I hear that story, man, it cracks me up. And Ice Man, since we just heard from Gary, why don't we do a song by that group that he fronted for over 15 years? Here they are, out of 1972, the folk rock sounds of the Classics 4.
ask you if you'd like to go with me and see a movie. First you say no, you got some plans for the night, and then you stop and say, alright, love is kinda crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
We hope all of you darlings are enjoying once again some of these great folk rock songs out of the 60s and 70s. Up next, folk rock heads, we're going to go across the pond for this one. This is one of my favorite groups of all time. They were originally called the Deltas. Now really dig on the five-piece harmonies of the Hollies.
Isn't
It's a long, long road. From whence there is no return.
Wow, what a great track out of 1970. Now, a little known factoid about the Hollies is that on this particular song, a session musician was playing piano and also sang high-end harmonies. His name was Reggie White, but later would change it to Elton John. Lordy, lordy, that old bat phone is lighting up again, baby. And Iceman Luther said we have a number of people on the line, so you go ahead and handle the bat phone this time.
This is Jato's Rabbit Chicken Palace. What you want?
Hi, this is Al from Greenfield. I'm thinking about doing a howl for you.
Well, go ahead. Give me a howl, baby.
You howl, baby. You howl.
Hey, my name is Nikki, and I'm from San Francisco, and I love you, Iceman. I hear you are so cool, you can't even hold a candle to you.
Who do you love to Iceman, huh? Bye!
Hey, this is John Avila in Tucson, Arizona. I gotta tell you, Iceman, you are one guy that is really hard to get a hold of.
Bye! Get naked, baby!
You're listening to The Soundtrack of Your Life with Dickie Lee and the Iceman.
Like a watermelon without the pits.
And who likes pits?
Good times and great oldies.
He's a man.
Give me a howl, baby!
$1 million weekend!
You happy? Yeah! Now you dudes, listen up out there. It's time for you to go over there and grab that darling's hand. Take her outside, get that 55 of yours, man. Go for a little drive and groove on a Sunday afternoon. Sweet, sweet groove out of 1967. The Rascals for you.
Move your mind and get ready for
Dickie Lee and the Iceman. They understand.
That's right, darlings. It's time to move your mind. The Iceman, well, he made up a new word and he said he wants to lay it on all of you right now. So Iceman, lay it on us, baby.
Are you ready? It's wonderful. Yes, that putting the fun and the wonderfulness together. You want to hear it again? Wonderful. Ah, I'm proud of that original word.
Well, Iceman, since you officially added to the English slangage, baby, I think it's time to put this new word to the music form. So what you got for us? Well, darlings, I don't clock on the wall since it's about time for the Iceman and Dickie Lee to go outside that 55 and once again ride off into the sunset. Our going home song today is by a great folk rock group that was based out of L.A. They were the backing band for the Mamas and the Papas and Barry McGuire. They were called the Grassroots, and what a group they were. We're going to lay their hit out of 1967 on you right now. But before we go, you remember to be kind to one another out there and never pass up that opportunity to climb a tree or run through a sprinkler. Now, you darlings, you come on in here next week because we're going to lay some more great vinyl on you. Until then, we'll see you on the flip side.
La, 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 live for today.
For today.
We were never meant to worry the way that people do. And I don't mean to hurry. As long as I'm with you, we'll take it nice and easy and use my simple plan. You'll be my loving woman, I'll be your loving man. We'll take the most from living, have pleasure while we can.
2, 3, 4,
sha la 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 la, live for today. Sha la 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 la, live for today.
And don't worry about tomorrow.
Shaking your boogaloo, baby. Do the twist. Do the word. And if you got time, do the jerk. Remember, baby, don't be 07. And I'll catch you on the flip side. Till next time, this is the Iceman saying, oh.